Well, two questions on chapter 10 and 13 of Revelation. In Revelation 10, verse 6, last part of the verse says that there should be time no longer. Is this referring to 1844 as the end of the 2,300 prophetic days, or should it be correlated with verse 7 and applied in time when the seventh angel shall begin to sound?
Revelation chapter 10 is the opening of the scroll, right? Mm. And this was a scroll that was sealed, and it lay open in the hands of the angel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the prophet was told to come and eat the scroll.
Yeah.
In other words, he was to internalize it. Because whenever you read in the Old Testament that the scroll was to be eaten, it meant it was to be internalized, it was to be understood.
Yeah.
So the whole of Revelation chapter 10 deals with the unsealing of some portion of Scripture that had been sealed.
Yes.
Now, there's only one portion in the entire Scripture that was actually sealed, and that we find in the book of Daniel, mm. and it concerns the close of the 2,300-day prophecy.
Yeah.
So, if this angel had a scroll that was unsealed at a particular time, then it must refer to one, because you have to go to the law and the testimony, and you have to have harmony, right?
Yes, correct.
So it can only mean time no longer means no more prophetic time.
Correct.
Because if it meant literally no more time, we wouldn't be here anymore,
yeah.
right? So to go and correlate it with verses that follow is a form of futurism.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking something out of the historic context and applying it to something else without a biblical directive.
No.
So stick to what the Bible
yeah,
says.
Yeah, it was like the last week of the 70 weeks.
Exactly.
Take out and then apply it in another place.
You can't do that because there's no biblical directive that tells you that you can do that.
Yeah. Okay, and the second part of this question, the prophecies in the book of Daniel are in the vast majority already fulfilled. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13 presents to us the beast in the time after the deadly wound is healed. Could it be that the 42 months in verse 5 are literally 3.5 years?
The same answer applies.
Yes.
Exactly the same. So most of the prophecies in the book of Daniel are fulfilled. The detail has to still be rounded off, right?
Yeah.
So they are in a historic continuous context. So now if you want to take those 42 months, which are in a historic continuous context, and you want to make them literal, then you are applying rules of futurism.
Correct.
And you are negating the rules of historic continuous. And with what right would you do that? Where's your directive that you can say, all right, here it is prophetic time, and there it is literal time? You are mixing and jumbling. So stick to prophetic time.
Thank you.